Welcome to the Outreach Mass. O my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. For those who are unable to receive Holy Communion today in person, let us pray a spiritual communion prayer and ask for the graces of the most holy and blessed sacrament. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Welcome to all on the third Sunday of Lent. Welcome also to all who are watching and listening from your homes. Thank you for worshiping with us today. Our presider for this liturgy is Father Riley. This Mass is being offered for Holy Family First Saturday Memorial Mass intention.
Of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters,
that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my thoughts, through my mischievous thoughts. Therefore, I ask the Blessed Mary and the Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
eleison. Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison. Let us pray. O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lived and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, in their thirst for water, the people grumbled against Moses, saying, "Why did you ever make us leave Egypt? Was it just to have us die here of thirst with our children and our livestock?" So Moses cried out to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? A little more and they will stone me." The Lord answered Moses, "Go over there in front of the people, along with some of the elders of Israel, holding in your hand as you go the staff with which you struck the river. I will be standing there in front of you on the rock in Horeb. Strike the rock, and the water will flow from it for the people to drink." This Moses did in the presence of the elders of Israel. The place was called Massa and Meribah, because the Israelites quarreled there and tested the Lord, saying, Is the Lord in our midst or not?" The word of the Lord.
Ring out our joy to the Lord. Hail the rock who saves us. Let us come into his presence giving thanks. Let us hail him with a song of praise. If today bow and bend low, let us kneel before the God who made us, for he is our God, and we the people who belong to his pasture. the flock that is led by his hand. If today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massah in the desert, when your forebears put me to the test, when they tried me, though they saw my work.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in hope of the glory of God. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps for a good person one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. The word of the Lord.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?
for Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God, and who is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself, with his children and his flocks? Jesus answered and said to her, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water. Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come back. The woman answered and said to him, I do not have a husband. Jesus answered her, you are right in saying, I do not have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have now is not your husband. What you have said is true. The woman said to him, sir, I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you people say that the place to worship is in Jerusalem. Jesus said to her, believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father, neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything. Jesus said to her, I am he, the one speaking with you. At that moment, his disciples returned and were amazed that he was talking with a woman. But still no one said, what are you looking for? Or why are you talking with her? The woman left her water jar and went into the town and said to the people, come see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Christ? They went out of the town and came to him. Meanwhile, the disciples urged him, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat of which you do not know. So the disciples said to one another, could someone have brought him something to eat? Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of the one who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say, in 4 months the harvest will be here? I tell you, look up and see the fields ripe for the harvest. The reaper is already receiving payment and gathering crops for eternal life, so that the sower and reaper can rejoice together. For here the saying is verified, that one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the work, and you are sharing the fruits of their work. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word the woman who testified, he told me everything I have done. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Give me a drink. These are the first words that Jesus speaks in today's gospel passage. Give me a drink. And very simple expression, but there's so much packed in those words that I think the whole passage can be summed up in that one request of our Lord. Give me a drink. Since he was tired from his journey, Jesus was certainly thirsty. But it's clear that Jesus thirsts for something more than just water. Right after he writes the words of our Lord, give me a drink, St. John points out that his disciples had left him to go get food. So here's Jesus. He's abandoned by his disciples and asking for a drink. I think it's helpful to ask, where else does this happen? Later in the Gospel of John in chapter 19. Since all of his other disciples abandoned Jesus, St. John will be there to hear and to record some of the last words of Jesus on the cross. I thirst. Just as those last words of Jesus on the cross are filled with meaning, so are his first words here at the well. When Jesus is on the cross, his mother and the other faithful women will be there to hear his words, I thirst. And now, at the well, a woman of Samaria is here to hear his words, give me a drink. And after she questions him, Jesus says, if you knew the gift of God and who was saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. Jesus says, give me a drink to the woman so that she would ask him for a drink. But they're clearly speaking about two different kinds of water. After she questions Jesus again, he says, everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. She came to the well because of her physical thirst. But Jesus is talking about her spiritual thirst. He's able to tap into that deep spiritual thirst hidden in her heart by gradually revealing to her who he is. First, by telling her what she's done, he draws to the surface of her heart, as if from a well, her thirst for love, her thirst for meaning in her life, her thirst for acceptance. And then after he tells her that she will worship the Father in spirit and truth, he identifies another thirst of hers, her thirst for the Christ, for the Messiah. Jesus brings her to this point of realizing that all her thirsts are really a thirst for God. And once she names that thirst, Jesus reveals who he is. I am he. And using the divine name given to Moses at the burning bush, I am, Jesus is telling her that not only is he the Christ, but he is God. He is the one she is thirsting for. And once her spiritual thirst is quenched, she drops everything and runs to tell others. And while she left her water jar there empty, she left with a heart full of the Holy Spirit. As we heard from St. Paul in our second reading from the Romans, the love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. The gift of God, which Jesus told her about, is the Holy Spirit. So receiving this gift, she leaves and goes to the town. And when his disciples finally return, they ask him to eat something. But Jesus is satisfied. He's no longer hungry or thirsty, because the woman did give him a drink. Not of physical water, but she gave him the drink of her faith. And Jesus said, "Give me a drink," just as he will later say, "I thirst," from the cross. He was thirsting for her faith. And once she responded in faith, his thirst was quenched, at least for a time. Then he speaks about the people in that town as fruit which is ripe for the harvest. She does the work of sharing her testimony with the town. And the disciples gather the fruit by introducing them to Jesus. So not only does she give Jesus a drink from her own faith, but she helps bring others to faith. So that Jesus says, the sower and reaper can rejoice together. And they rejoice together for a whole weekend, right? He says that he stayed there 2 days. We can just ask just how awesome it would be to hang out with Jesus for 2 days, for the whole weekend. And then at the end of that visit, they tell the woman, "We no longer believe because of your words, for we have heard for ourselves. We know that this is truly the Savior of the world." All because one person had an encounter with Jesus, the whole town comes to faith in Christ. Well, the Jesus who thirsted for that woman's faith in Samaria, it's the same Lord Jesus who thirsts for your faith today. He thirsts for my faith. And just as his thirst for her revealed her thirst for him, so too our desires come to the surface when we encounter Jesus. So as we worship the Father in spirit and truth today, may God's thirst for us meet our thirst for him. And then, filled with the Holy Spirit, it then becomes easy for us to introduce Jesus to others. And then people come to faith not because they meet us, but because they meet him. So may we drink deeply of the water that is the Holy Spirit this Lent. And then, filled with this living water, may we share the gift of salvation with those who thirst for it. We now stand together and profess our faith. I believe
Thank you.
confident that Christ longs to quench the thirst of our souls, let us bring our prayers and needs to him today.
For church leaders, may they be filled with the grace of the Holy Spirit to sustain and guide them in their witness. Let us pray to the Lord. For civic leaders, may God guide their efforts to improve the lives of all people. Let us pray to the Lord. For those in the Middle East and other areas of the world affected by violence or instability, may God's grace sustain and strengthen them, and may a spirit of reconciliation prevail. Let us pray to the Lord. For those who depend on others for their daily care, may they recognize the love of Christ in the gentle touch of their caregivers. Let us pray to the Lord. For this faith community, may the Holy Spirit fortify us in our efforts to share the good news with others. Let us pray to the Lord. For the sick and suffering in our community, may Jesus be the source of hope and healing this Lenten season, especially for our television, radio, and online community, and those listed in our book of prayer. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who have died, may they rest in Christ's perfect peace in heaven with all the angels and saints, especially Betty Peterson, Dennis Mooney, and all the holy souls in purgatory. Let us pray to the Lord.
Loving God, you nourish our souls with the water of eternal life. Hear the prayers we offer you today through Christ our Lord. Search for shelter from your light.
Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Be pleased, O Lord, with these sacrificial offerings, and grant that we who beseech pardon for our own sins may take care to forgive our neighbor. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For when he asked the Samaritan woman for water to drink, he had already created the gift of faith within her, and so ardently did he thirst for her faith that he kindled in her the fire of divine love. And so we too give you thanks, and with the angels praise your mighty deeds as we acclaim.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name.
You are indeed holy, O Lord, and from the world's beginning are ceaselessly at work, so that the human race may become holy just as you yourself are holy. Look, we pray, upon your people's offerings and pour out on them the power of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, in whom we too are your sons and daughters. Indeed, though we once were lost and could not approach you, you loved us with the greatest love, for your Son, who alone is just, handed himself over to death and did not disdain to be nailed for our sake to the wood of the cross. But before his arms were outstretched between heaven and earth to become the lasting sign of your covenant, he desired to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. As he ate with them, he took bread and, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to them, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, knowing that he was about to reconcile all things in himself through his blood to be shed on the cross, he took the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine, and once more giving you thanks, handed the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our Passover and our surest peace, we celebrate his death and resurrection from the dead, and looking forward to his blessed coming, we offer you, who are faithful and merciful God, this sacrificial victim who reconciles to you the human race. Look kindly, most compassionate Father, on those you unite to yourself by the sacrifice of your Son, and grant that by the power of the Holy Spirit, as they partake of this one bread and one chalice, they may be gathered into one body in Christ, who heals every division. Be pleased to keep us always in communion of mind and heart, together with Leo, our Pope, and Earl, our Bishop. Help us to work together for the coming of your kingdom, until the hour when we stand before you, saints among the saints in the halls of heaven, with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, the blessed apostles, and all the saints, and with our deceased brothers and sisters, whom we humbly commend to your mercy. Then, freed at last from the wound of corruption, made fully into a new creation, we shall sing to you with gladness the thanksgiving of Christ, who lives for all eternity. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father,
Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Thank you.
there's power in the blood. Good, you or evil, a victory win, there is wonderful power in the blood. There is
Let us pray. As we receive the pledge of things yet hidden in heaven and are nourished while still on earth with the bread that comes from on high, we humbly entreat you, O Lord, that what is being brought about in us in mystery may come to true completion through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down for the blessing. Direct, O Lord, we pray, the hearts of your faithful, and in your kindness grant your servants this grace, that abiding in the love of you and of their neighbor, they may fulfill the whole of your commands. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
There's a wideness in God's
Friends, have you ever questioned whether you are loved or lovable? I suppose we all do at some point in life. The beauty of the season of Lent as we contemplate Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection is we know our worth in God's sight. The Father has sent the Son to give his life for us. The infinitely precious blood of Jesus has been shed for us. That is the good news. And that is what is beautiful about this Outreach Mass ministry, that we can share that good news with those who most need to hear it. Please support us with your prayer. And if you wish to send a donation to contribute to this ministry, send it care of the Outreach Mass, 955 Alton Road, East Lansing, Michigan, 48823. And let us spread the good news. May God bless and keep you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.